The Dr. Tracy Show, your integrated health expert. Here to help when you log on to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com.
Good afternoon. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Hope you all had a fantastic week. We're here again, Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Dr. Tracy, how was your week?
It was pretty good. It was an interesting week. A little bit different this week.
See, when you come in with a smile like that and say it was interesting, a little different, what happened?
Well, it was kind of a little bit of a rough week, you know, in the beginning and then kind of turning it around. You know, we had a very good friend of ours pass away this week, and I had to put one of my animals down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it was a rough week, but you know, kind of reliving that and going through it and kind of coming out on the other end. And
ending the week strong.
Ending the week strong.
Well, sorry to hear about that, but like you know, the show must go on. And Dr. Tracy, thank you for coming in today. And we have a very special guest today, Dr. Tracy. And thank you for contacting Dr. Smith, who's here with us today. She actually came in studio, which it's always great to have a guest come in studio. Just has a new book out now, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for coming today. And this new book, congratulations. This new book just came out. Like I said, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them.
It actually was a fun book to write. It was a 5-year project, believe it or not.
5 years. And it's not your first book, though, correct?
It's not. It's book number 8. But I guess they're all my favorites. But I love this one because the thyroid is the body regulator. So everything that occurs in your body is regulated by the thyroid gland.
Well, like I said, thank you for joining us today here in studio. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. And you can visit the website, peaksofhealth.com. Call them. We're not here just to sell you anything. We're here to give you guys information. If you've been with us before in previous weeks, you know you come here to learn. This is just where you can get a wealth of knowledge. And if you want to call them for more questions, anything like that, 727-826-0838. I'm going to say it again because Dr. Tracy's been doing this for so long. She can answer anything you need to know in her hormone therapy, thyroids, diabetes, and fatigue. Any questions you have, they can answer it. Once again, 727-826-0838.
Yeah, actually, I thought this was a really important topic because, you know, as Pam said, the thyroid is the regulator of everything in the body. And if that is not functioning properly, that person is going to have a lot more problems down the line. So, you know, this is one thing that's very dear to my heart. And this book was, you know, perfect timing because it was, you know, if I believe so, it was written for the average person.
Absolutely. It's written for the average person, and it's written in bullet-style format so that you can easily read it. If you only want to read about thyroid cancer, you can just turn to that chapter. If you just want to read about hypothyroidism or low thyroid function, you can turn to that chapter. So it's in bullet-style format.
Yeah, I'm reading, you know, because I was reading a lot of this book in the last couple of days, and it is very well written, you know, in terms of you can understand this, and it gives you a lot of information, you know, because when I was when I was actually practicing regular medicine in the emergency room, I was going to my doctor and I was saying, I think I have a thyroid issue. I'm having some problems. You know, I'm really sluggish. I'm really tired. I'm gaining a lot of weight. And they'd be checking my thyroid and they're like, your TSH is fine. And I'd go back and I'm like, no, seriously, I lost my eyebrows. I think I have a thyroid issue. And they're like, no, your TSH is fine. You're good. It's like, no, I'm wearing socks in July in Florida. And my feet are so cold.
Something's
I think I have a thyroid
here.
Problem. And, you know, when I actually, you know, started learning with A4M, I was like, no, I really do have a thyroid problem. It did teach us, you know, and if you can go over, there's different ways to test. And the standard testing really misses the boat a lot of times.
It does. In fact, the standard testing miss at least 30 to 40% of people. And so really, when you see a functional medicine anti-aging physician, you get the whole gamut measured. So that would be a TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, a free T3, free T4, reverse T3, and also look at thyroid antibodies. So really, it's quite extensive in the testing.
Yeah, exactly. And we even measure ferritin levels also.
How do you make sure, though, that you're getting the right test done on you? Like Dr. Tracy, clearly she was being misdiagnosed or not diagnosed at all. How often do you have people coming in, patients that are being either misdiagnosed, not diagnosed, or they're just not getting the right test done?
All the time. Probably 40% of patients that I see one way or the other have an issue with thyroid, and at least half of them have been not diagnosed, underdiagnosed. Their doctor said, oh, you need a psychiatrist, you need to be on an antidepressant, oh, you just go exercise more, you'll lose weight, I'm sorry you have fatigue, why don't we try these, but you are 65 years of age, you should be tired.
I know. It's just amazing how many times that happens, you know, when we start measuring. People are now really learning this, though. I have a lot of patients coming in that say, I want my full thyroid tested. My doctor will only test my TSH. And they come in specifically for that reason in many cases.
Now, what are these kind of symptoms like? Like you said, you were tired and other things were happening. But what are those telltale signs that something really is wrong here and there is a misdiagnosis, you know, being done by the doctor?
Well, in many cases, you know, as Dr. Smith explained to me originally, is thyroid's like the speed of every cell in your body. So if it's slowing down, everything's slowing down. So your memory, your gut's slowing down, your heart's slowing down, you know, your repair process is slowing down. There's a lot of symptoms. You know, it's a huge list. Almost every single organ in the body is affected by the thyroid.
Even your immune system becomes compromised. One of my patients who came in didn't even realize she had a thyroid problem, but she was getting about 10 or 12 colds a year. So we started looking at what was wrong with her immune system, and the final analysis was her thyroid wasn't functioning well.
Now, if you're just joining us, this is the Dr. Tracy Show, being joined by Dr. Smith, Dr. Pam Smith, who is nice enough to join us today, and she deals with everything, all things thyroid. And why do you think a lot of these problems go so undiagnosed so often?
Well, initially, when a lot of doctors were trained, we got a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which was TSH, and that's all we got. Then we kind of progressed along and we started getting a TSH and free T4, but they for some reason thought the other studies weren't important. And one of the new things on the horizon is the importance of measuring what's called reverse T3 or stored thyroid.
Yeah, the reverse T3, you know, and this is something I don't know if you've experienced too, is I get told that it doesn't exist or, you know, is in a, you know, you don't pay attention to it, or a lot of doctors don't even know what it is. And it is the inactive form of your active thyroid, you know, so this, the T3 is your active thyroid and the reverse T3 is inactive. And so that actually inactivates your thyroid gland in a way when it's high.
It does. And some of the newer studies are showing that commonly this is a problem with thyroid transport, meaning the ability to transport the thyroid hormone that's already made into the cell. And a lot of times this is governed by what we call the mitochondria, which are the engines of the body. And this occurs in a lot of different diseases that are really quite common, like diabetes and high blood pressure.
You're taking me back to science class, mitochondria.
Yeah,
all that
I call it
stuff.
The battery of their cells. So if the mitochondria is not working, you unplugged your battery, so to speak. But, you know, it is. You know, we find that in a lot of our diseases, our patients that are coming in fatigued, they usually either have something going on with their thyroid where they're not converting properly, something going on with their adrenal glands, which can affect the thyroid, or, you know, an infectious process that is affecting both, you know, where they actually, the mitochondria or the powerhouses or the energy centers of the cells are not working properly.
Where do you go from there when you first realize that maybe that they have something going on with their thyroids? What's the treatment for those symptoms?
Well, sometimes it may be just giving the thyroid some of the nutrients it needs to actually function properly. It may be that they're, you know, again, their hormones are very stressed out. Their adrenals are very stressed out. So we try to find the underlying reason for it and fix that. And sometimes it may be that they actually need thyroid hormone.
I lovingly love to share this story about what we call the potato chip woman. She came in with a lot of symptoms of low thyroid function. And when I started asking her what she ate for breakfast, she said potato chips. When I asked her what she ate for lunch, potato chips. For dinner, potato chips.
Did I see you at some point? I feel like this is me.
Oh, and of course, what did she snack on? Potato chips. And so it took us about 6 months to get everything straightened out. But really, her thyroid functioned fine once we had her eat a normal diet, take a multivitamin. We tested her to see if she was low in iodine. She was. We replenished that, and her thyroid functioned perfectly. No medication needed.
So that's so important, where it can actually just be changing the diet.
Absolutely.
That simple.
That simple.
What are some of the more extreme examples of this? I mean, that was the potato chip story, and I'm sure a lot of us go through that. Like I said, that could have easily have been me. What are the more extreme versions of this?
Well, sometimes the more extreme versions are people that really do have all of these symptoms. But, oh, probably there are 12 or 13 kids in my practice that I get to see that really wouldn't be here unless we made the thyroid function adequately because their mom had infertility. And they went to infertility specialist after infertility specialist. They couldn't get pregnant. They even had in vitro fertilization, but no one looked at thyroid. When we helped their thyroid function optimally, bam-o, they were pregnant, all these people within 1 year. The 12 or 13 kids
wow.
I get to see.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. Smith is joining us right now on the Dr. Tracy Show. Plenty more. Dr. Smith's going to hang tight. We're going to do the entire show with Dr. Smith. So a lot of good stuff to look forward to. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. If you want more information, you don't have to just listen to us on the weekends. You can go visit their website, peaksofhealth.com. They have a Facebook as well, facebook.com/peaksofhealth. Call them, 727-826-0838. You can get as much information as you want, questions, anything on hormones, thyroid, diabetes, weight loss, fatigue. There's so many issues that Dr. Tracy can tackle with you. Once again, 727-826-0838. Aaron Jacobson here with Dr. Tracy, and Dr. Pam Smith is going to be here when we return, and we're going to be talking about thyroids for the rest of the show next on the Dr. Tracy Show. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson here with Dr. Tracy, and we have a very special guest with us today, Dr. Pam Smith, who's local. She's right here at USF. And Dr. Smith, right now you are co-director of the master's program of metabolic and nutritional medicine at USF. So you're here locally. How long have you been in the Tampa area?
I've been in the Tampa area for 5 years, and I just love it. I'm originally from Michigan, which is a fabulous state. I'm used to a lot of water, and I get a lot of water here in Tampa, so it's fabulous.
Stayed away from that blizzard.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very cold up there, I hear. I did my residency in Chicago. So
oh, yeah, Chicago.
I came right back to Florida as soon as it was done.
Washington, New York. So let's all be very happy that we are here in Florida. I know a couple weeks ago they were getting the blizzards up in north. So
yeah. And Dr. Smith, you know, she's been not only just the co-director, I mean, of this master's program. She's also a very big part of A4M, which is the American Academy of Anti-Aging Regenerative Medicine, where most of us train. You know, she was my mentor as I was training. And amazingly, I've learned a lot from her. And, you know, this is one of the great training grounds for doctors to learn integrative and functional medicine.
Well, it truly is. It's a program that actually the fellowship began in 2003, and we were very, very lucky to partner with the Morsani College of Medicine at USF. And Dr. Tracy has taken this program. She's a stellar student and a stellar physician, along with really a very kind and compassionate person. And I think that's really the kind of doctor people want to have, is someone who's smart, someone who's well-educated, but also very kind and compassionate.
Thank you. You know, I always remember a story, and people ask me about this. You know, I don't know if you recall this, but it's, you know, one day I asked you one day how you always stay so calm. And I've never seen Dr. Smith get irritated, angry. People come up to her constantly and ask her questions. It never stops. And, you know, I take this to heart because remember that story you were telling about the airplane?
I do.
Yes. You told me the story of you on the airplane with your blouse and the red wine being spilled on you and how she just realized that by not getting upset and starting to laugh it off, that everybody around her relaxed and it wasn't just her. You know, and that really, you know, something I try to live by. You know, I try to keep that calm, cool demeanor, no matter how crazy my life gets around me. And that really taught me a big lesson, you know, because I admired that so much of her. So
have you always been like that, Dr. Smith?
Well, Dr. Tracy and I both came from the emergency room first before we started functioning as a functional medicine integrative approach. And I think in the emergency room, you do have to stay calm, cool, and collected. But you know what? It's really good for your stress hormone, cortisol, to stay very even keel all the time. And people always ask about cortisol. Well, everybody's stressed. Well, yes, everybody's stressed. Cortisol is supposed to go up and come right back down. But if cortisol stays high all the time, then you put on weight, blood sugar, cholesterol, blood pressure can go up, and the thyroid may not function as well as we would like.
A little easier said than done, though. I mean, we can all say, don't be stressed, but that little guy inside of me is always kicking around, the neurotic guy, and I can't kick him out.
Well, this is very true. We all have stress. It's about mitigating stress. It really is.
I think it is definitely about letting the small stuff go. It's definitely about, you know, one of the things I've learned to do is take a deep breath and try, okay, I may react for that second, but take that deep breath and let it relax. You know, and I think this is one of the reasons, you know, a lot of people know my story of being in the ER for so long. And I did actually put on that weight. I did become diabetic. I did have all those things that happened from chronically high cortisol all the time. And if you looked at my levels, they were like top across the board. They didn't come down at all during the whole day. So having learned how to affect that has really, you know, been able to help me reverse that diabetes, reverse all of that stuff. And it is very important because that stress hormone heavily affects the thyroid gland.
Well, that's what I love about an anti-aging functional medicine approach is that you can do two things. You can look at the cause of the problem and not just treat symptoms like you did. And we can personalize and customize the care. And that's really where it is now in medicine in 2016. Personalized medicine, precision medicine, all these terms are being used. But Dr. Tracy, this is really what you do. You do a personalized medicine approach.
Exactly. Every patient is different, and two patients are not alike. Where their experiences are different, their histories are different, what they take is different, their diets are different, you know. So you have to take that into account when you're talking to that patient. If you're trying to change somebody's diet and they're the potato chip lady, you're not going to do it overnight. You know, you're going to have to kind of slowly take those potato chips away from them.
And feel free, either one of you jump in here. Dr. Tracy and Dr. Pam Smith is joining Dr. Tracy and I today. How do you differentiate between each subject and each patient? Obviously, you can't just take that same approach each time. You have to take a different approach each time. How do you decipher which approach to take?
I do it by patient basis. You know, I spend a lot of time with my patients. I spend time getting to know them. And if you don't, then you're not going to know what, you know, approach to take with them. Some patients, you just got to, you know, tell them like it is. Other patients, you kind of, you know, have to find out what their, you know, their issue is. You know, I had a young girl in there yesterday and she's got this really nasty attitude, you know. So finally I asked the mom, you know, if she could go get a glass of water or something like that. And I just looked at her and said, what is the problem? Why are you so angry? Well, she was angry because she was diagnosed with an illness that she did not want. You know, I'm like, I can't fix that, but let's see what we can do about you taking control of your life because she felt out of control. That was her issue.
Now,
so,
what I've learned here, and knowing you for a while now, Dr. Tracy, and just from knowing you from today, Dr. Smith, you have to really not only be a doctor, you have to learn about your patients. And you were talking about stress, not getting too stressed out. It seems like you guys have to get to know your patients on a different level so you can understand how to go through with a diagnosis.
You do. You know, not only getting that diagnosis, but then how that patient reacts to that diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Somebody may take it very, very well. Somebody may spiral down, you know. So you have to turn around and be able to support that patient whichever way they need.
And I'm guessing that goes through with the treatment as well.
Exactly. You know, some people want to do everything all at once. Some people you have to do little steps at a time, you know, changing somebody's diet. You know, if they are completely addicted to sugar and they're diabetic, you know, you might have to just take half their, you know, sodas away at a time, you know, and do it in little baby steps for some people. Some people can go cold turkey and do it immediately. So it just completely depends on that patient.
Right now we're talking about thyroid issues. Dr. Tracy, this is the Dr. Tracy Show. Dr. Pam Smith is joining us. We're going to be talking about thyroid issues for the rest of the show. On the next segment, you're going to hear us talking about other health conditions related to thyroid problems. Like I said, Dr. Pam Smith is going to join us. If you want to visit Peaks of Health website and get more information, peaksofhealth.com, facebook.com/peaksofhealth, and go ahead. You can find out so much great information. I'm on there right now. You can contact them, 727-826-0838. We're going to be talking about health conditions related to thyroid problems with Dr. Tracy and Dr. Pam Smith next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Hope you all are having a fantastic weekend and a great afternoon. Aaron Jacobson here with Dr. Tracy. Very special guest, Dr. Pam Smith, is in studio with us. She co-directs the master's program of metabolic and nutritional medicine at USF. She's local and has just written a book. The book came out a couple weeks ago. It is What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. It's not her first big book, so go out there and check it out. Definitely a good read, so go out and get it done. We're talking about thyroid issues with Dr. Smith. And Dr. Smith, what causes so many people to have these type of thyroid issues? Is it genetics? Is it environmental? What is it?
It really is all of the above. The good news is people are not stuck with their genetic history. You can inherit a gene where your family may have an increased risk in diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, or even thyroid disease. But if you put your body in a really good environment, you do not have to turn on the gene. So that's really, really good news.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I try to tell the patients these are turn on, turn off gene type things. So we can manipulate certain genes. Can't manipulate eye color, but other genes we can manipulate how they behave. So, you know, just because you have it doesn't mean you have to get the illness that's associated with it.
What do you mean manipulate? How do you do such a thing?
Well, one gene that we look at very much so is called MTHFR, and that is, you know, where you're not activating your B vitamins properly. That pathway is not working as well. So we can kind of bypass that and the pathway and go to the other side and put everything in there that the body needs to actually function properly. So, you know, we can kind of bypass what the gene does and get it to turn on and turn off.
To be even more specific about that, because I actually have that gene, okay, is normally when your body breaks down something called homocysteine, which is an amino acid, you need B vitamins, you know, B6, B12, folate. So good leafy green salads are great for that. Egg yolks are great. They have a lot of B vitamins. For 99% of people, eggs are made of cholesterol, but they don't really give you high cholesterol. So they have all the really good nutrients in them. And your thyroid gland needs all these nutrients. But if you happen to have inherited a gene, what we call a SNP, a single nucleotide polymorphism, but you can just call it SNP, probably 40% of the people have this SNP that we just are talking about, and it's really simple. I just take a different kind of B vitamin, what is called the activated form. It's downstream in the pathway that the body breaks down things, and then I don't have to worry about having a high homocysteine or anything else related to this, which is great. We can fix the metabolic history.
Now, let's say you don't have any of these thyroid problems right now. Should you be taking vitamin B to kind of stay ahead of it?
Absolutely. You know, the thyroid needs a lot of things. It needs iodine and selenium and B vitamins and vitamin A. But if you don't eat perfect, you need a multivitamin. If you eat perfect, you still need a multivitamin.
So do I need double multivitamins because I don't eat well at all?
Well, if you're stressed, it would be good to take a multivitamin and an extra B complex with all the B vitamins in it, because when you're stressed, the body uses up extra B vitamins.
So this is what I want to know. Being someone who has a horrible diet, is it that sometimes I just go, I'm a lost cause. Is this something else? I mean, if I take a vitamin every day and I'm eating, obviously you can't get away with eating fast food and just throw a vitamin, you're good. But if your diet's not as good, can you still be somewhat healthy if you're taking these vitamins?
We usually put, Dr. Tracy and I think both we agree on this, we put almost all of our patients on at least three things. A multivitamin, a probiotic, which is good bacteria for the gut. And really, honestly, no matter what the age of the patient, we put them on omega-3 fatty acids, which are good fat. Now, the body really needs fat to work. In fact, your brain literally is 70% fat. So we're kind of all fat heads. So we need good fat, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're the mainstay. I might also add vitamin D because a lot of people are low in vitamin D, but that's measured first before we put that patient on it to make sure that they are actually low in it. But yeah, almost every single one of our patients is in some form of a multivitamin, omega-3 fatty acids, and most of them I need to be on a probiotic. And, you know, with the B vitamins, you know, also one of the things we know is that because the thyroid needs that, how many people have realized they take a B complex and they feel better, they have more energy? you know, that's because it's helping the adrenals, which are our stress hormones, and it's helping our thyroid function better. And that's one of the reasons why the B vitamins are known as energy vitamins, and B12 is known as energy vitamin.
Exactly. And B vitamins and vitamin C are what we call water soluble, so people do need to take them twice a day. That sounds crazy, but they're not stored in the body, so taking them twice a day is very important.
And these are the vitamins that are a little bit harder to overdose on, you know. But one of the things we do, you know, you stress to me is that certain B vitamins you want to always take in a combination form of B complex, because if you take too much of one, you can actually affect another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, we can eat our way into a lot of that as well. It's important to eat healthy. And people always ask, you know, what four things can you do or five things to be healthy? Number one, have really good sleep hygiene, meaning that you really do sleep 6 to 8 hours a day. Number two, take a multivitamin and be nutritionally sound. Number three, make sure your hormones like thyroid work. Number four, exercise.
How important is that? Because sometimes it's hard. And I want to go back before we get to exercise with sleep. You always hear, get your sleep, get your 8 hours. Someone like myself, it's very hard to get all that 8 hours at once because of my work schedule. So I'll try to chip together four here, three there. Can you break it up, or do you really want to get that all in one?
You really want to get it all in one. In fact, they studied ER doctors, nurses, policemen, and firemen, and they discovered people need to sleep 6.5 to 8 hours a day. If you break it up and you do that long term, it does decrease the number of years you'll probably live.
I'm done for.
The good news is you can work on this. You know, it doesn't change overnight, and there's many reasons why people have odd schedules, but we're all a work in progress.
Exactly. And let's get back to the thyroid. We were talking about that. One thing we're, you know, wanting to get into is, you know, a lot of people have heard about things like why we measure these antibodies to the thyroid, you know, and why we measure the full thyroid, you know, because we want to get a really good picture of it. And they've heard about things like Hashimoto's disease. Can we kind of explain that to the patient?
Absolutely. People get what we call autoimmune diseases, meaning that the body's attacking itself, literally. And when you have low thyroid function and the body's attacking itself, that is called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is the number one reason people have low thyroid function, which is called hypothyroidism. And we're seeing that more now than we used to see. It's becoming much more common, and there's a lot of different theories as to why that happens.
What are examples of this? I mean, you hear it. It sounds kind of weird. It sounds like a Japanese Godzilla movie. What are examples of this?
Well, you know, in medicine, people that discover things, the disease is usually named after them. So it is named after Dr. Hashimoto. And
Japanese? Did I get it?
Yes, you got it.
You did. You Good. Absolutely got it. But one of the big causes for some people is if they have a problem with gluten. If they're gluten intolerant or they have actually celiac disease where they can't have gluten at all, it does negatively impact the body's thyroid and can cause what we call this autoimmune process where the body literally attacks itself.
Yeah, one of the things we found is that with a lot of our autoimmune patients, most of them do have some kind of intestinal issue. You know, the breaking down of the intestinal lining can be either from other food allergies or from gluten. So we do look at that in all of our Hashimoto's and all of our autoimmune patients. We look for that underlying cause. Infections is another one that we find in a lot. I don't know about you, but I find a lot of, you know, Epstein-Barr virus and infections in our patients with a lot of the autoimmune disease. So we actually look for that cause or that trigger that triggered it. And I know, you know, when you treat your patients, you know, we can actually get those antibodies under control after a while with proper treatment.
We can. But you're right. Fixing the gut is a key part of this. And so in my book, there is a whole chapter dedicated to thyroid in the gut or gastrointestinal health. So if people have reflux, they have GERD, they have constipation, diarrhea, they have IBS, they have all these things, their gut is not healthy. And so a lot of times we do need to start with the gut first because it's 70% of the immune system is actually in the gut.
Now, that that book that Dr. Smith was just referencing, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them, it just came out. So make sure you go out and check that out.
Exactly. And, you know, we don't realize, you know, one of the things that, you know, you go to know a lot of your traditional physicians, and they go with IBS. They get put on a medication called a proton pump inhibitor, the purple pill, so to speak. And that actually, I think, actually makes a lot of things worse in the long run, because they do affect their stomach acids. And it may not be the reason that they have that, you know, irritable bowel syndrome or that reflux. And that then predisposes them to other conditions of the digestive tract.
Absolutely. And it's important to do a specialized gut health test where it's not just looking at parasites and ova, which is what we used to do, but now we're able to do a very expanded panel and usually find out why people have IBS or reflux or any of these things that they have. I think the other important thing to mention is that for perfect health, people do need to have two bowel movements a day to detoxify the body. And people who go to the bathroom once a week, that's not healthy either.
Exactly. And you'd be surprised at how many patients, you know, come in with constipation or not moving their bowels. And it's not that difficult to fix in a lot of cases. And a lot of these patients do have hypothyroidism, because that's one of the symptoms of hypothyroidism is constipation.
I feel like this is the first time in this conversation I feel like I'm healthy.
There you go.
Hey, this is the Dr. Tracy Show with Dr. Tracy and Dr. Pam Smith. Plenty more on thyroid disorders in the last segment of the show. So you want to stand by and stay tuned because some great stuff. If you want to check out that book again from Dr. Smith, who is our guest today, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. If you want to check out more with Dr. Tracy on their website, peaksofhealth.com. Such great information there. You want to check it out. Also, give them a call, 727-826-0838. Don't worry, they're not going to try to sell you anything, just a lot of knowledge that you're going to get for free. You don't want to miss it. Like I said, thyroid disorders with Dr. Pam Smith next. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson here with Dr. Tracy and Dr. Pam Smith, who's nice enough to be in studio with us today. And Dr. Smith, who you might know, she lives here in Tampa. She's actually St. Pete. Can't get that wrong. She is at USF, and she is metabolic and nutritional medicine there at USF. And we're talking about thyroids. And one thing I want to know with Dr. Smith here is, we've talked about inside what happens when you're having thyroid problems. What are the physical things you can notice when you're having thyroid issues?
One of the main ones is mood. A lot of people tend to be depressed that have low thyroid function. In fact, if someone comes in with depression, it should be one of the first things that we look at. But when we're measuring thyroid, we do want to look at both thyroid hormones. The body produces T3 and T4. A lot of times physicians only measure T4, but it's T3 that is the most active form and the one that lowers cholesterol, helps our weight be great, and helps our mood be more elevated.
Let's go over again. What is T3 and what is T4?
T3 and T4 are actual thyroid hormones themselves. They're produced by the thyroid gland. And then there's something called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, which is the hormone that stimulates the thyroid hormones to be produced. So again, T3 and T4 are the two thyroid hormones. And a lot of times, if the person needs actual medication, the doctor only gives T4. And it's supposed to turn into T3, become the active form. That happens in somebody who's really healthy. But if they're not really healthy, a lot of times people do better if they get T3 and T4 prescribed.
Yeah, most of our patients do feel much, much better on combination medications than just most of the medications out there, Synthroid is a common T4 that's prescribed. But you can also prescribe, as I said, combination medications, which we do quite frequently, things like Armour, West Thyroid, Nature Thyroid, or name brands that are prescribed to the same pharmacies. I think some people think that they can't get these medications. They can only get the T4 sometimes. but again, when you have that combination, because, you know, especially if their thyroid isn't functioning properly and not converting properly, and one of the main things that cause conversion issues is stress or nutrient deficiencies. How many people have poor diets and stress?
A lot.
So you try to give just plain T4 to these patients, and they're not going to do as well. They're not going to feel as good. They're not going to think it's working as well.
And when we give Nature Thyroid or West Thyroid or Armour Thyroid, that is actually in a ratio. It's four parts T4 to one part T3. But remember, this is precision medicine. It's personalized medicine. If that ratio of 4 to 1 is not perfect for the patient, we can have a compounded. We can have a compounding pharmacy make the actual perfect medicine for the patient.
And in many cases, we do need to do that. You know, we do remeasure after the patient gets their thyroid. And if it's not accurate like that and they need more T3, we can actually customize it. And some people do need, you know, a 3 to 2 or even sometimes even a 2 to 1 when they're heavily stressed out. So you can custom make that thyroid for them.
How can you tell if the first, maybe you make the custom make, it's not working? How can you tell if you have to make the changes to the variations?
You go by not only by the patient's symptoms, but you also go by their numbers. So I combine both, you know, because you always want to ask the patient, because everybody, again, is different. Somebody might sit really good at a low-end T3 of optimal, because we look for optimal. We don't look for normal. There's a big difference between being in normal range, you know, being at the 25% range to the 100% range, or being in the optimal range where you really feel good. So somebody might sit at the low end or the high end. It just depends on that patient. So you have to ask them how they're feeling, what their symptoms are, and then look at their numbers.
One of the big symptoms we see if they're not dead center or optimal of normal is their focus and memory may not be rapid fire. It may not be as sharp. And when we give them just a little bit of thyroid medicine, get it optimally functioning, they go, wow, my retrieval time is better. I remember how to spell the word took. It's really quite remarkable.
It is amazing. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize how much thyroid affects the brain and the mood, but also your actual memory and cognition. That's a big part of it. You know, we just think as we get older as women, we start losing our memory. Well, that a lot is hormonally controlled. You know, we just don't lose our regular hormones in menopause. Our thyroid gets affected by menopause.
It does. And even when people deliver, when women deliver, sometimes their hormones reset themselves, not balanced. And we might talk about progesterone and those hormones, but that can also be thyroid hormone after delivery that resets itself and it's not perfectly balanced.
Exactly. I mean, that's why one of the things, if you're going to do hormone replacement therapy or hormones of any kind, you need to make sure you look at all the hormones because you need to balance all of them. And it's not that you always have to give every hormone, but you need to make sure they're balanced.
It really is a hormonal symphony. And the conductor of that symphony is the thyroid. And also, even with heart disease, I mean, the number one killer in the United States of an adult is heart disease in one form or another. And the heart function itself, still the rhythm, everything about it has to do with optimal thyroid function.
So kind of jumping ahead of it. And like we said earlier, you take the vitamin B, even if you don't have thyroid issues right now, like you're kind of saying, what did you call it again? A symphony of I love that.
A symphony of hormones.
Symphony of hormones. That's great. And it's all directly related to the thyroid. So if you take care of your thyroid ahead of time, even if you don't have these problems now, you jump ahead, you take care of it, and maybe you can prevent some of these problems down the road.
Absolutely. It really is all about balance.
Exactly. I mean, when you're doing hormones, you need to make sure you balance your hormones, you know, and again, you have to balance all of those hormones. You just can't balance one. You know, they're all interconnected. And if you actually overdo one, you can throw the rest of them out of balance.
There's so much great information here about thyroids in our guest new book. Dr. Pam Smith has a new book out. You want to go check it out. What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. She's right here. She's local. She's at USF, co-directs the master's program of metabolic and nutritional medicine. So go check out that book. Dr. Tracy, I want to thank you for having Dr. Smith in. And Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
Well, thank you, and we'd love to have you back soon.
That would be great.
We really would. If you guys want to learn more about the Dr. Tracy Show and what Dr. Tracy does, you have to visit the website, peaksofhealth.com, peaksofhealth.com. And like I said, they're not going to sell you anything. You're just getting free information. How can you beat that? You can call them as well, 727-826-0838. Give them a call. Talk to Dr. Tracy, 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy, have a fantastic week. Everybody have a great week. Until next time, this is the Dr. Tracy Show.